Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New York. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip from the Real Housewives. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New York.
Hello, hello, Mari Fagel here, and I'm joined by my girls Jack Moran and Deidre Bayer. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Everything is going well over here.
I'm so happy to have you back. Last week it was just us two girls discussing all the Roni drama. And you didn't miss much last week, Deidre. I have to say, Jackie and I discussed about how last week was basically a filler episode, and we were waiting and thought it would be the music video episode. Yet it finally arrived, so you came back right for the right moment.
Yes. If I had to miss one week, I'm really glad it was last week, because this week's episode really did not disappoint on so many different levels. I cannot wait to get into it with you guys. I died for the video.
Great. Well, let's just get right into it, because... Sorry, go on, Jackie.
No, I said I died too, but we'll get to that.
I think we all died a little bit, and I wish they'd actually shown the video, like, during the episode, just so... I mean, I've seen it, but it's just so ridiculous, but... What I want to do is get into this round of excuses given by each blonde one by one as to why they didn't do the music video and see whose excuse holds up in the end. So let's start with Ramona. Ramona's excuse is that she doesn't want to do the music video because of her daughter. She feels the last video was too risque and she thinks it's too sexual and... She doesn't think it sends the right message to her daughter to be in a video like that, and that a video like that is out there forever. And this is my problem with that logic. She's on a reality show. She is pretty embarrassing on this reality show. She's drunk a lot. She wears some risque clothing for her age, and none of that seems to bother her, yet being in this music video does. So I personally think it was Ramona's vendetta against Luann, and that is why she didn't join in on the video, but I want your take before we get into their big blow up even.
Mari, I think you hit the nail completely on the head. That was 100% a personal attack from Ramona onto Luann. It wasn't a matter of sending a poor message or sending, being a bad role model for her daughter Avery. Like you just said, she's on a reality show that's going to be around forever. The footage of her drunkenly, you know, enjoying her Pinot a little too much is forever out there in the public domain for Avery to go ahead and check out. Being in Luann's music video, I think to the contrary, like Luann kept explaining, it's, quote, a music video. It's art. It's expression. It's not real life. You know, is Britney Spears in every music video, is that a representation of who she is? No, you're playing a character and you're, you know, spicing it up for the cameras. I think that was 100% Ramona just trying to dig a little dagger into Luann's heart.
Well, I have to agree with you both that I don't think the reason for Ramona not being in the video was her daughter, but I don't know if I would necessarily agree with you, Deidre, that it's art. I mean, there's levels of certain music videos are certainly art. I don't know if I'd call this one art as much, And basically, I think the elephant in the room with all of these ladies, and starting with Ramona, is that they didn't want to be part of Luann's music career, which, in my opinion, is such a complete joke. And Ramona is a serious businesswoman. Granted, she has not come off well on the show at many occasions. But you know what? She is a businesswoman. She's on HSN. She's doing a lot of things, from her wine to her jewelry to whatnot. And I don't think she wanted it to...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To be honest, I don't know if it was a dig at Luann as much as it was not wanting to link herself to something embarrassing for the sake of her business career.
So before we get into the other girls' excuses, I have to get your opinion on one of the bitchiest catfights I have seen all season, which was between Ramona and Luann, and when Ramona told her she didn't want to be in the video. Because Ramona totally stuck her foot in her mouth, and the insults they were throwing at each other, and they weren't even insults, they were veiled insults. It was like so many insinuations, but it was crazy. So Ramona tells Luann she doesn't want to be in it because of her daughter, and then starts saying, you know, I spend so much time with my daughter, basically saying that Luann doesn't, and saying, you know, everyone has different parenting styles, basically saying that Luann has a bad parenting style, and then referred to her family as a trifecta, and they do so many things together. Then Luann goes, well, how is that trifecta, by the way? Insinuating that Mario cheats on Ramona, and then Ramona throws back in her face, well, you know, it's terrible when a man you're with is cheating on you left and right. I was like, whoa, this is getting catty, because that was obviously a reference to Countess Luann's ex-husband. And it was just dirty, dirty fighting at its Roni finest.
I mean, that was just awful, and it was unbearable for me to watch. I hate when they fight. I think it's awful. I think there's so many fun things that they could do on the show together that's just as entertaining as the evil claws out cat fights. But this one in particular really struck me, sort of similar to what you were just saying. It was awful. Ramona could have very, very nicely explained, look, I love you, I support you, I'm not doing it.
She doesn't love her. She doesn't support her.
You know what? Who cares? You're castmates. Just be like, I have a working relationship with you. I respect you as like my castmate, and we've been in this together for the long haul. Go ahead and do it. Have fun with it. I'm not interested. But instead turns it into this whole like attack on Luann's parenting skills, and it turns into a whole personal thing when it really should have never ever gotten to that level. It should have stayed on the professional spectrum of things, and she started attacking Luann as a person, which I don't think is fair.
Well, you're right. Everything they do on this show is pretty much awful, and this was probably the most awful you can get as far as not setting a good example, not highlighting positive things for women. But that's why it's so great. I have to say, this scene is awesome because I love when the fighting gets dirty, and I love that Luann meets her match, because the way she stomped all over poor Alex a couple weeks ago, I love that Ramona is like holding her own, calling out Luann, and not to be whatever, but I have to agree with Ramona. Not that it is right to call it out or that it's her place to say it, but I don't think she was wrong in what she was saying. Not that it was appropriate, but it wasn't wrong. And I love that I actually saw some weakness in Luann here, I think, even though she tried to throw in a few low blows. Ramona came right back at her and ended off with the last word, and I loved it. I loved every second of it, actually.
I just think it's so sad when
Jackie, I have to agree with you. I think that it's a bad day for women when it gets so catty for women this age, but it makes for great reality television. And boy, do I just want someone to put Luann in her place, and Ramona did that.
You hate Luann still.
I hate Luann. I just don't like Luann. And so let's get into the next person's excuse, because this person clearly doesn't like Luann, and that's Alex. And Alex doesn't even blame it on her children. She doesn't want to do the video because she doesn't even agree with the message, because I agree with Alex on this one. She doesn't like Luann's condescending tone, and, oh, I'm going to teach the little people. I agree with her. Where I don't agree with Alex, and where I think she goes a little Northwestern drama on us, is when she says she hates the word class and she would rather use the word see you next Tuesday, which is a way worse word than class, and that her mom would disown her if she was in the video. So she doesn't blame her kids, but she blames her mom. I think that's all a crock of shit, and that she didn't want to be in the video because she doesn't like Luann, just like I don't.
100% agreed. She doesn't like Luann. She doesn't, after that blowout fight, I mean, how could you? But yeah, it's these women's prerogative whether or not they want to participate. I didn't appreciate how Luann, I think, sort of felt a sense of entitlement throughout the episode that all of her castmates should be and have this obligation to appear in the video. They absolutely do not. Their obligation is to Bravo and to film scenes with her. It's not to film music videos with her. And you know what? If Alex doesn't want to participate in the video, who cares? That's it. I didn't understand the whole, why doesn't she like the word class? Was there a reason for that? Or am I missing something?
She doesn't like the word class because it separates, you know, rich from poor. And she starts talking about her Kansas upbringing. And I guess she thinks the word class is demeaning, which... that's only in the context that you put that word
Absolutely.
In, which is why I didn't understand that.
Absolutely, which is why it went over my head as well. It definitely depends on how you're going to throw it out there and how you're going to use it. But, you know, good for Alex. You know, she didn't have to have the all-out war that Ramona and Luann had together. She just said no, and that's fine. There wasn't really much drama. We didn't see any drama between Alex and Luann in this episode. So that's the way that I would have handled it. I would have just literally said, hey, not participating, have fun, bye.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that sort of the whole best part about this whole music video casting, so to speak, with these housewives is that everyone showed their true colors with Luann, and if you think about it, you almost want to feel bad for her by the end of the episode, because like it's like having a party and nobody showing up because they all hate you. And, you know, I totally agree. Luann had like this delusional sense of like entitlement, and everyone had their different reasons why they didn't want to be there, but at the end of the day, I think we all agree that it's because they just don't like her and they didn't want to help her. And Alex, that for me, here's the thing with class, and I just want to throw this out there, as far as developing a brand goes, and I'm sort of, you know, doing that myself right now, I have been told by many people in the industry that using the word class is off-putting to a lot of people. So I actually wasn't surprised by that comment. However, I've never agreed with that, and I do think that I love to sort of describe somebody as classy, and I actually think that it's a compliment. But no matter what, you just can't agree with Alex's logic of the fact that she'd rather say that other word, which I will never say,
completely
over class, because that was just weird. And I think actually the whole scene with Alex was a little, you're right, like drama, typical, like dramatic acting weirdness with her and Simon.
And now finally, let's get into Sonia's excuse, which she seemed to be fine with it until Ramona said she didn't want to do it, but she claims she doesn't want to be away from her daughter. And then she claims that she the same thing. It sends a bad message because she's going to be naked around men and she's not comfortable. And I'm thinking in my head, Sonia is half naked in almost every episode this season, showing her nipple this episode, showing her butt, showing her, like, everything. So that is hard for me to believe. And so I agree with Jill when she said, you're just not doing it because of Ramona, and you're just going along with her. And I don't know, I kind of agreed with Jill on this one. And Jill wants to do it because her daughter thinks it's cool. Jill says at least come and support Luann for the day. But you know what? What's Luann ever done for Sonia? So I don't know. But I thought that that was also a crock of shit excuse.
I completely agree. I mean, since we've seen Sonya this season, all she's been is the center of attention and dressing up like Marie Antoinette with her, you know, her panties hanging out and her boob popping out this episode. She even said herself, I believe, in the beginning of the conversation with Jill, she's like, you know me, I love to glam it up. I love wearing corsets and bustiers, blah, 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 blah. This would have been completely up Sonya's alley. And if it really was about, you know, being there with her daughter and wanting to set a good example, she could have had a discussion with the producers and said, look, I really, really want to be a part of this. Can we not make it about me being naked with a bunch of men? Can you feature me similar to the way that Jill and Kelly were featured? You know, just sitting at a club, being in a limo, keeping it very PG. I think she's definitely Ramona's little follower this season, and she's just doing whatever Ramona tells her to do. I think deep down inside, Sonya would have loved to have been a part of that video.
I have to disagree. I don't think Sonya wanted to be part of that video. I don't know if it was because of Ramona or just because she didn't want to be second to Luann, maybe. But I don't know. I genuinely felt from Sonya that she didn't want to be part of it. I agree that the daughter excuse, again, just was a crock. But overall, I just was so distracted by... throughout that whole scene by the whole Jill doctor thing. Was, and did anybody else think that was like the weirdest
what was that
doctor visit in the universe?
What kind of doctor was that?
Their reality show, I think they always bring in random experts like the feng shui expert and the stylist and the nutritionist and all these people because it's free, you know, exposure for them. It was just some sort of like brain doctor that I don't know. First, I thought it was a sleep doctor, but I think it's just a brain doctor, but whatever.
Yeah, I think maybe just from like a producer's standpoint, it's maybe sometimes sort of boring to just have them constantly be meeting like at lunch, having them constantly be in restaurants. So I guess maybe they figured, hey, let's switch it up and put this weird cap with wires on top of Jill's head. And she can meet Sonya here during their during her appointment.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe the doctor even pays them to be featured in Real Housewives, and so that's more money for Bravo. But I actually want to talk about the music video and the shoot itself, which it was interesting to see now that I've already seen the music video, the shoot behind it, which basically only Jill and Kelly join for that. And for some reason, Luann accepts Cindy's excuse of needing to be with her daughter, but not the other one's excuse, which I get that. You know, the music video, the actual shoot, wasn't as, like, dramatic as I thought it would be, since none of the blondes were there. You know, it was brunettes all the way, but it was hysterical seeing Jill trying to, like, direct and micromanage every scene. I mean, she's just so funny.
Yeah, I mean, she thought that a music video was like Bing Bang Boom. It was like one take and you're done. She didn't quite grasp the concept that they try to do a million takes from a million different angles. And it was funny watching her get impatient. She was like, "Are we done yet?"
Yeah, that was definitely, you know, watching that scene for me. I've actually, as a model, been cast in things like that, and those kinds of productions are the most grueling, believe it or not, out of any kind of production. These kinds of productions like that are, aside from a movie, are very grueling. And I actually had to laugh because you could tell Jill is who she is and she's not cut out to exert herself for that long, especially because it's not her video. And leave it to Jill to try and totally take over the scene, which is, by the way, the number one cardinal rule is that if you're signing up to do that, you're going to get directed. You have to play your role. And I'd like to know how much she bothered those producers and directors, because that is like a pet peeve with producers and directors, that the whole point is so that they're in control. That's why they love it. And I would have liked to actually have seen more of their reactions. But you got to give Jill credit. She is who she is, and she always uses the word consistent. And like her or not, she's definitely consistent with how she responds in situations.
What I did appreciate, really quickly, just about Jill, I did appreciate when she confronted Luann and said, "You look like a poodle, your hair looks atrocious, let me help you fix it." I think it showed, you know, Jill has so many quirks, and there's obviously a lot of issues surrounding who she is, but I do appreciate that she said, regardless of whether I was her worst enemy or her best friend, I was never going to let her be in a music video with her hair like that. And I thought that that was a cute little sentimental moment amidst all her madness directing the director.
I don't know if it was...
Yeah, I think that was another moment in her micromanaging and directing. But before we get into what the blondes did while the brunettes were at the shoot, let's talk about Sonya and Cindy's fight, which I guess I'm happy Cindy at least got some camera time. She's still a little boring to me, not really doing it, so I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't come back next season. But Sonya invites her over to breakfast, and I thought that was nice. You know, she's extending the olive branch there, and she wants to show her how to use this dish for her children, and it's a nice little plug for her toaster oven cookbook. But she invites her over, and you know what? Cindy, Miss Little Joan Jett, is not my favorite, but I will take her side on this one, even though I absolutely love Sonya and I think she's hysterical. I have a working mother who always, you know, just kind of like Avery with Ramona kind of reminded me of it. She would always take phone calls or conference calls, and, you know, she runs her own business, and so does Cindy. And so I understand it that she had to take a conference call, and maybe she shouldn't have agreed to a breakfast date in the first place. A breakfast date on a work week is very difficult for someone who actually works. And so Sonya's like, I'm missing my dance class, and I have a lot of work to get to. But really, for Cindy, it isn't even convenient. So she could have just avoided the breakfast date altogether, but she decided to go, which is fine because my mom, you know, would decide to go to things and, you know, games of mine or shows even if she was busy just to support me. And she may have to take conference calls, but she's still there, so I understand that. And so, you know, the fact that she took the conference call didn't really bother me. I didn't think it was as rude and impolite as Sonya thought it was. Maybe she should have stepped outside of the kitchen. But she thought she could do both. She could do the date and the conference call, and she did it over with quickly. And I see how that comes off as rude and impolite to so many people, but because I understand it so much more, I really didn't think it was a big deal.
I wish I would have known more, or they would have told us more about the situation, because I am a huge proponent of please do not have your BlackBerry out at the table with me, like if I'm at dinner with you. Like, I just think it's so rude when you're with somebody and they're doing other things and completely neglecting the fact that you're there. However, if Cindy had agreed to the breakfast but had maybe told Sonya, like, hey, you know, I would love to come over for breakfast. Unfortunately, I have a conference call that I'm maybe going to be on for like 10 minutes. Is it cool if I just take the call and, you know, we can resume after? I don't see any issue in that. What I do see an issue with is if she did just come over with her assistant. You know, the assistant wasn't necessarily invited to breakfast. I think Sonya wanted just conversation and time alone to, you know, hang out with Cindy. I don't know. I just thought if she hadn't cleared it with her prior, it was a little tacky and a little rude because Sonya's like slaving away cooking her breakfast. She mentioned she went out and got all that good bread and then the fruit and whatnot. And if Cindy was just disregarding that by being rude and taking phone calls and doing business, she shouldn't have agreed to it in the first place.
I have to say, I think Cindy was totally in the wrong here. And I totally understand what you're saying, Mari. I actually have the same situation, so I totally get it. But I think it's different when you're with, like, your family and you have to take a call or even, like, somebody really close with you. I think these two are not on that level where Cindy could do that and have it be comfortable. And I really think that I like what you said, Deidre. Like, if she had the call and she told her about it, that might make it a little bit more acceptable, but if she had the call and she knew it, she shouldn't have accepted the breakfast. And then when she took the call, she was rude to Sonya as Sonya was trying to sort of interject there, which I think Sonya had every right to do, and she was like acting like who she was, and I did not like Cindy at all during this scene. And on top of it, I loved Sonya. I always loved Sonya. I cannot help it. I thought, even when she was like, I went out and I got that special piece for you and whatever, and she just makes me laugh. Like, even the way she was talking during that, she's such a likable character for me. So I guess Cindy was doomed in my head, but I thought Cindy was in the wrong there.
Well, you know, well, it was very hard for me to not agree with Sonya because I've always been on Team Sonya, but I just think because I have a different perspective on working moms and that type of schedule that I understood Cindy for once. But let's talk about Alex's party, where Sonya actually brings this up again. the party was kind of stiff and boring, not that fun. The only really dramatic part was, I mean, I think it's annoying that they make such a big deal about going to Brooklyn. I think that's rude because, I don't know, I think that's rude. And so when Mario brings it up while Simon is trying to make his speech, I was like, that is rude and that is classless, you know. Brooklyn is not that far away, and people always make it sound like it's a whole other world. And throughout the season, just I don't know what it is about New Yorkers, and we've talked about it before when Sonya made a big deal about even coming downtown just to meet Cindy. And then in this episode, Luann, right before she started lunch with Ramona, she said something like, oh, you know, I've agreed to come all the way across town for you. It's like these women make such a big deal about it. And coming from Los Angeles and Carmageddon and all that, it's not a big deal to me. So I think that's really rude when people say that Brooklyn is so far away and what an inconvenience.
100%. I'm born and raised in L.A., so it's like second nature for me to spend a good 2 hours in my car just going from point A to point B. I mean, I live quite a distance from Manhattan Beach, and I was invited to a party there over the weekend. Well, sorry, 2 weekends ago. Obviously, Carmageddon. I wasn't leaving my house this weekend. But 2 weekends ago, you know, it took me a really long time. But do I go there and make a whole big stink about, oh, my God, it took me forever to get here? No, you're pleased to be a guest at somebody's party. Sure, it might have been stiff, but it was still a party, and it looked nice and fun. So, yeah, for Mario to open his big mouth and, like, diss Alex and Simon in their own home, yeah, I think that's a total tacky and classless move on his part. It was really uncomfortable and it was uncalled for.
I think the only thing I would give Mario in that instance is if they were like trekking on subways, and sometimes the travel went even uptown to downtown. When you're like hopping three subways, like it can get inconvenient and it can be sort of frustrating. That's the only way I might give it to you, but when you're in a car.
They were in a private car, I believe.
Like, drive me 5 hours in a private car. I don't care. Take me anywhere. So I really think you have no basis if you're taking a private car to say anything about where you're going. And if you don't want to go there, don't go. And don't bring it up that you don't want to go there when you get there. So that's definitely my stance on that. And I thought the party was a little stiff, and I actually thought it was hysterical when Sonia's nipple popped out, and I think they needed that. But I, no matter what, you just don't shout something out like that. It was rude in any circumstance.
It's not like it was a surprise to them how far Brooklyn was located. I mean, they knew that when they agreed to go to the party in the first place. So that's why I just thought it was a little bizarre.
Yeah. Well, before we go to a commercial break, I just wanted to ask you guys about the dance class, which I thought was a cute little moment. You know, all the blondes go with Avery to this hip-hop class, and I just thought it was cute because you see their dancing styles. I thought Ramona was absolutely ridiculous. Alex was pretty good and had some good moves, and Sonia's just hot. She doesn't need to even, she's hot for her age especially.
Personally, I thought it was really awkward just to put that in there, like in the middle of the or at the end of the episode. Ramona prefaced it by saying, you know, Avery's a dancer and she told me I need to update my moves. So I hired a dance instructor. Like, I don't know. I maybe would have picked a different little sequence if you needed to just film a filler scene. But nonetheless, entertaining. It was visual. I liked watching Alex do the funky chicken or whatever she called it. But Sonia is hot and she can do no wrong in my eyes when it comes to being seductive and moving and whatnot. I thought she looked great. Ramona, always hysterical. Always hysterical.
I have to laugh because Ramona, those eyes always come out and it's just, she just looks so laughable. But so, to me, honestly, I thought Alex just was so weird about it, too. And the whole scene, you're right, was another, like, stretch for an interesting scene. No reason behind it.
None.
But at the end of the day, Sonia always has this way of, like, coming off, you know, like, easy breezy, carefree, and makes you laugh, makes you smile. And I loved, like, how she, I loved one of her comments. She said, like, I don't even remember it exactly, but, like, they may be doing the Dougie, but I'm doing my own, you know.
Yeah.
Once I get warmed up, you can't stop me. And she had a few cute lines. So you got to love Sonia in any situation.
Why wasn't Simon at the dance class? That's what I wanted to know the whole time.
I know. I that funny. Would have been hysterical.
Next season, we'll put in a request.
honestly. Well, why don't we go to a quick commercial break before we come back to some Rosie news and gossip.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig!
Don't come out that wig.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
All right, girls. So last week,
a little bit of Luann song.
No, this is Britney. Last week, I promised you I wouldn't play any Luann, and I would play Britney. So I'm playing Britney right now for you guys.
I love it. Oh, thank God. I Want Those song was actually in the whole Bravo promo. They picked up on this months ago. So when it finally hit the radios, I was like, I've already heard this song, and I love it. And I'm counting down until August 5th when I go see Britney Spears at the IZOD Center, and I'm pretty excited.
Oh, yay. Yeah, I love those. I love those Camp Bravo spots. Those are super, super creative. I love it.
P.S. Mario.
I know, I love it. So let's get into some news and gossip because, Deidre, you have a little extra scoop for us.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so first, apparently Bethany has been bad-mouthing the Housewives. At a recent speaking event, she commented about how the women are on the show only to show off how rich they are. And she also finds that the women are being rewarded for negative and embarrassing behaviors. And she revealed that she doesn't even speak to any of her former castmates, nor does she even tune into the show. So that was kind of a low blow, though I agree that they are rewarded for negative embarrassing behavior, but that's just like any reality show. And I don't know if they're on it to show off how rich they are, because as we've discussed, they aren't even rich enough by Bravo standards.
Right. What my issue with this is I'm a huge believer in don't bite the hand that feeds you. Bethany is who she is because of the launching pad that is Real Housewives of New York City. Yes, she is an entity of all on her own at this point, and she's had her successful spinoff, but, you know, there's no need for the bad mouthing. Just say, I don't watch it, but I wish them all the best, and we don't really keep in touch, but I don't really have any issues with any of the ladies, and I think you could have left it at that, but little Bethany has to always stir the pot, doesn't she?
Deidre, I can't believe you said that phrase because it was about to come out of my mouth.
Oh, how funny.
I totally agree. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, because who are you now, Bethany, to say anything about the show that made anybody care about who you are? So, you know, that's just my stance on it. You don't knock what gave you the only opportunity to have success. And, you know, I actually do agree with that. With Mari and with Bethany, that they shouldn't be rewarded for negative, embarrassing behavior. But you know what? She was part of that not too long ago. So, and she's still on Bravo. So I just don't think that was a smart move.
And so for our second piece of news and gossip, I'll explain it. And then Deidre has some scoop for us because she knows the reporter who interviewed Kelly. But Kelly shared, you know, a little bit about her dating life. She said, I'm actually just seeing a lot of different people and just doing the dating process. I was married for such a long time, and then I took a break from dating to get my feet firmly on the ground. Now my girls are good, and I'm feeling really good about where I am with work and everything, and now I'm ready to bring someone into my life and share what I have. And she said what she values most is a man who makes her laugh, and she said Jason Segel and Jimmy Fallon are her big crushes.
Unconventional male crushes. Usually you hear like Johnny Depp and Ryan Reynolds, but good for Kelly for having, you know, interesting taste in guys. I like that too. But yes, my friend Christina Gibson, she's the Hollywood party girl over at the E! Network at E! Online. She filmed a little segment for E! News, which also shout out to Jackie Moran, who was on E! News last week. Awesome. Did you already talk about that last week?
No,
Jackie, I can't believe you didn't say anything. Please tell me.
No, I was, thank you to Deidre for snapping a twit pic of my hair on E! News, but I modeled with a great friend of mine, Alexis Wolfer and her blog, The Beauty Bean, and we modeled some great, great options for turning your leftover booze into beauty treatments. Very unconventional and very useful tips, so I'm sure you can find it online, and it was a lot of fun. So,
I knew that you were doing it because I saw you tweeting about it, but then I was watching E! News one night before bed, and all of a sudden, I see this cute little blonde pumpkin, like, modeling and smiling for the camera. And I had a heart attack, and I was able to only snap a really quick twit pic of Jackie's hair. So, nonetheless, it had Jackie's hair and the E logo in the bottom of the screen. No Jackie FaceTime,
awesome,
but it was awesome. But really quick, back to Kelly. My friend Christina shot a segment with Kelly in the Hamptons. She followed her for the whole day. They went to, like, the horse stables where Kelly rides, and they went to, like, a couple of her favorite restaurants and hangouts in the Hamptons. And they just did, like, really cute sit-down chat. They talked about the show. She talked a little bit about Bethany and how the viewers really miss their catfights on the show. And she's unfortunately out at a premiere tonight. She's covering the Friends with Benefits premiere, I saw on her Twitter. But hopefully she can be our guest next week and dish a little bit about her time with Kelly.
Well, that would be a great guest to have, and I'm not sure what she'll say about Luann. I always love to hear people's perspectives, but one last piece of news and gossip on my least favorite housewife, Luann. She's just launched a brand new mobile phone app. The app includes features like etiquette and manner tips, sound bites, etiquette and manners polls and quizzes, a table settings guide, as well as Ask the Countess, where users can ask questions and get answers from her. I just hate, she talks about class all the time, but pimping yourself out and your brand like this is classless. So I don't get her, and I don't like her. That's my perspective.
So, Mari, is it safe to say you're not buying the app?
No.
You know, I'm probably not going to buy it either. I really don't think I need that. Maybe it'll come in handy for some people. Like, sometimes people don't know which, like, fork to use, like, for their salad and which one to use for their entree. I don't know. Maybe there's, like, fun little tidbits of wisdom in there. But, yeah, I don't think there's, like, going to be an overwhelming demand for Countess Luann's etiquette app. How about you, Jackie? Are you going to be buying it?
Oh, I won't be buying it. And it's safe to say this app is, like, the biggest oxymoron of life, because you're right, Mari. Like, this pimping yourself out about class, there's nothing classy about it, and I would never trust her as an expert because I don't really see. She talks and huffs and puffs about her class and her background and everything, but she doesn't confirm anything in my eyes, so I'm not looking to her for my etiquette tips anytime soon.
We'll have to check the sales info or wherever they post, like, app sales stats. We'll have to see if it proves to be popular.
Honestly. So let's get into some predictions for next week. And some prediction
now,
music. Okay, so sadly, next week is the season finale. So we only have two after shows left, the season finale and, of course, the reunion, which will probably be three after shows because they always make it into two. But for the finale, we get Cindy and Sonia's fight continuing, Luann singing with Natalie Cole, and I think a ridiculous stick-in-the-soup storyline of Ramona possibly being pregnant and the pregnancy test. She's like 50-something. It's obviously not pregnancy. It's most likely menopause, but whatever. The hijinks between the Bobsy twins, as I like to call them, Sonia and Cindy, will be hilarious.
I mean, it's a little insulting to the viewer to think that, like, we would ever think she was actually pregnant. Yes, her age, but, like, also, the episode is probably filmed, what, like, 6 months ago? Like, we would have seen it in the news, so obviously we already know the answer is going to be no. Nonetheless, hopefully it makes for some fun scenes. I saw they, like, go and lock themselves in a bathroom and, you know, cause all this drama with pregnancy tests and whatnot. And Luann better count her lucky stars, because it's not every day somebody like Natalie Cole wants to sing with somebody like Luann. So that'll be probably pretty interesting to see how that all pans out.
I have to say, you're right. I think that the pregnancy storyline is just such another ridiculous stretch, but I have a feeling I'm still going to find some hilarity in it. And I honestly don't even know how that happened with Natalie Cole, but Luann is one lucky lady, because judging from her music career, I'm very curious to see what Natalie Cole has to say.
Totally.
Okay, well, girls, I can't wait to join you again for the season finale after show next week. And thank you for joining me this week.
Yay,
and
thank you. And
viewers, please tune in again, same time next week.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.